your Segway Panthers, the 2A state champions, by a landslide, folks.
Panthers girls bring home Skagway's first basketball state title. And Lincoln and Haida members re-elect Central Council delegates. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Local Tlingit and Haida Council members re-elected three former delegates to the Central Council last week. Della Brulette, election chair, announced Monday that Georgiana Hotch was re-elected with 31 votes, Harriet Brulette with 30 votes, and Raymond Dennis Jr. with 18 during last Thursday's election. There were also six write-in votes, with Dwayne Wilson and Fred Brulette receiving 2 votes each. Skagway submitted 14 absentee votes by mail. Brulette has served as election chair for about 8 years. Anecdotally, she says 87 votes out of an estimated 200 eligible voters in the area seems to be a good turnout compared to recent years. Although statistics are not yet available, she recalls that participation in elections had been in decline.
I noticed this when I first came back to Alaska. My mother would have me drive her all the time to every time there was an election for borough or for tribal. And I just noticed that more and more the people that used to vote, there's less and less. It's kind of like losing tradition. Just something with a different generation. They don't see where elections really count.
Harriet Brulette, Georgiana Hotch, and Ray Dennis Jr. will travel in April to the annual Tribal Assembly in Juneau. Central Council's board elections are also up this year. At the general meeting, the three newly elected local delegates will cast votes for Skagway and Haines.
That election will happen, and if this community has any resolutions, those will be taken and brought to the floor and voted on by the delegation.
The Haines Borough introduces the contractor that'll perform some of the borough's first energy audits at the next Energy and Sustainability Commission meeting on Tuesday night. A presentation and Q&A session by mechanical engineer Jim Rehfeldt will kick off the monthly meeting. It'll cover plans to audit energy use for the Haines Borough Public Safety Building, the Administration Building, the Senior Center, and the Public Facilities Building. Commissioners will also discuss Alaska energy legislation and local efforts to take part in the Wind for Schools program. The next Haines Energy and Sustainability Commission meeting is at Assembly Chambers at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 23rd. For the first time ever, Skagway is the keeper of a state basketball title. The Panthers girls more than doubled the Nilchik on Saturday, 67-29, in the 2A championship game in Anchorage.
It's down to a couple seconds. Here's a shot by Brown. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. Your Skagway Panthers, the 2A state champions, by a landslide, folks. 67-29, the final. Unbelievable, the destruction of the Nenelchik Wolverines here in the championship game.
Of course, they were thrilled. I mean, they played a fantastic game.
Panthers girls coach, Lara Lebesky.
It was just amazing. Their passing and their defense and stuff was just incredible. They were just definitely firing on all cylinders. There was no question that we were in control that game the whole time. So it was a very, very good win, you know. Perfect way to end the perfect season.
And Skagway did command the game from tip-off, scoring 8 points before the Wolverines made their first basket. By halftime, they'd put up 37 points against the Wolverines' 16.
And with just 25 seconds to go, 35-16 score here. Here's a steal by Korsmo. Back the other way goes Ellis. Finds O'Daniel ahead to Leverton. Two-pointer. And a 37-16 score now. So Skagway running away with it here is time running down for Nenelchik. That's the buzzer in the first half. A 37-16 lead for your Skagway Panthers. Folks, break out your dessert. Go ahead and fire up the teapot and get ready to relax for what should be an entertaining second half.
The Panthers shot 48% from the field and a perfect 12 of 12 throws from the line. But it was endless layups that ultimately moved the scoreboard for the Panthers, to the point that officials ran the clock for the second half of the fourth quarter. Lebesky says it helped that they already had one win against the Wolverines by 38 points in January.
It was pretty much a layup clinic. I mean, we scored a couple threes, but almost all of our points were scored in the paint. We knew a lot about them, and then we got to watch them in their earlier games at the state tournament. And they had basically have two girls that, you know, you really had to take out of their game. And so that was our game plan. Take their two best players out of their game, and then just everybody else play a really good defense and control the boards. So that's what we did, and it worked.
But that's just the beginning of the Panthers girls' credits. 1 year after their first ever championship game, Skagway is not only taking home the state trophy, but also won the academic award for the highest GPA among all high school basketball teams in Alaska. Not to mention the only flawless record in the state, winning 29-0 this year.
Nope, no one did. If they did an RPI rating, our, you know, rating would have been quite high, because it's not like we didn't just play 2A schools either. I mean, we challenged ourselves. We played 3A and 4A schools, and we played good teams. I mean, teams that, you know, made it to their finals in their region, and some of the teams actually went to state. So we challenged ourselves, and we succeeded.
But Nenelchik knows the taste of victory, too. The team had been to every state tournament since 1992, winning 8 championships in that time. And they're the only Alaska basketball champion in any high school category with a 5-title winning streak.
It always feels good to be a team, you know, that's always there and has won several times. I mean, it definitely puts an exclamation point on the end of the season.
At that same January tournament that first paired Skagway and Nenelchik, the Wolverines lost to Norvik 33-22. This time, they beat them in the first round of the state bracket, and the next day, made it past Yakutat. That turned the tables on the 3-time defending state champions, since Yakutat had already beaten Nenelchik earlier in the season, and were the expected opponent in the championship game. Lebesky agreed.
It always feels good to be a team, you know, that's always there and has won several times. I mean, it definitely puts an exclamation point on the end of the season.
Nenelchik coach Rod Van Son claimed before state that he didn't think Yakutat was the tournament favorite. In a Peninsula Clarion article earlier this month, the coach was quoted saying the favorite was Skagway. And after his team took runners-up to the Panthers, he followed up by saying Skagway has been the best team all year.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has been, you know, a long time, and the girls have worked really hard. You know, they go to team camps, they go to individual camps, they play all summer long at Open Gym. And yes, I have been coaching them for 10 years now, and Mark's been, you know, involved with basketball for a long time, too. He coached the boys for a while, and, you know, and he's been helping. We've been coaching together now. This is the third season, so, you know, we've both put in a lot of hours, and it's very gratifying to, you know, to come to this, you know, to finally, for it all to come together. I mean, I've had some good teams in the past. I've been up here before, and but you've never had a team like this, you know. I mean, these girls are really, really good.
Sophomore Rory Leverton spoke for the team after they won the championship Saturday night.
I think our team played one of the best games we've had all year. We played as a team. We weren't selfish with the ball. And we just wanted this so bad. It just all came out on the floor, and it was great.
The Skagwegians, who weren't in Anchorage watching the wins live, were mostly back home at one of several viewing parties going on around town. Panthers fans gathered to watch as high scorer and player of the game, Kaylee O'Daniel, brought in 21 points, followed by Jesse Ellis with 18, Rory Leverton with 17, and Anna Korsmo with 11.
A lot of the town was here. Had a pretty good crowd here. But, yeah, the town is pretty excited. Both the Eagles and the Elks showed it on their TVs there, and I guess both places were packed, and I know there were probably like 25 people at my house watching the game.
It was the fourth state trophy to make its way to Southeast Alaska this year, after Juno Douglas brought home a girls' 4A title and Mount Edgecombe girls and Haynes boys won the 3A tournaments. Behind Skagway, Cook Inlet Academy took third place from Northway, and Yakutat took fourth over Point Hope. The 53-38 bashing Skagway got from Yakutat in last year's state championship is a distant memory now. The Panthers players are enjoying some time off after a long and busy season that started with a 17-day road trip at the beginning of the year. With memories of a 5-year streak from Nenelchik, followed by a 3-year winning streak from Yakutat, and Skagway with 5 returning starters in 2011, it's clear who the favorite is for next year's title.
yeah, hopefully we'll be back next year to defend our state title.
Even with two state trophies, Northern Lynn Canal basketball is not yet over, with three local teams in Juneau for the 64th annual gold medal tournament. Klukwan Jilkat Kwan in the M bracket pulled ahead of Angoon Sunday night after a rash of lead changes in the first half. Joe Parnell, Roger Calloway, Frank Coronel, and Rob LaRoche led scoring, which ended at 84-61 Klukwan. The team plays Klawock Old Totems Monday night. In the B bracket, Haynes Skagway won 92-77 against Yakutat Sunday night, advancing to a game against Klawock Monday night. Klukwan's C bracket team played Hoona Monday afternoon for a chance to play Juneau on Tuesday. The 64th annual gold medal tournament continues through March 27th at the Juneau Douglas High School Gymnasium. I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news at khns.org and under the Listen tab.